So we can start.
श्योर माता जी.
Maybe we can skip the introduction, माता जी.
ओके माता जी.
Mataji can speak the introduction, no problem. I'm
ओके
just getting ready.
यस थैंक
यस
यू
माता
माता जी.
हरे कृष्णा. वेलकम टू भक्ति संघ कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल. टुडे वी आर फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज होलीनेस सुंदर चैतन्य स्वामी महाराज टू एनलाइटिंग अस ऑन द ग्लोरियस हाफ गौरंगा.
देखो
आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर कॉल टू शिवानी माता जी फॉर ब्रीफ इंट्रोडक्शन ऑफ महाराज. आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर
हाँ
कॉल टू माता जी. हरे
आयन आयन प्रभु
आयन आयन
आयन प्रभु
ओके हरे कृष्णा आयन प्रभु जी. आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर कॉल टू प्रभु जी. हरे कृष्णा.
हरे कृष्ण माता जी नंदन प्रणाम आप अभय से सिस्टर ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी कृष्ण प्रभुपाद आप अभय से सिस्टर यू महाराज इज अ ब्रीफ
हरे
इंट्रोडक्शन
कृष्णा
फॉर आवर टुडे स्पीकर हिज
हरे
होलीनेस सुंदर चैतन्य स्वामी महाराज हिज होलीनेस सुंदर चैतन्य स्वामी महाराज इज अमोंग द सीनियर मोस्ट डिसाइपल ऑफ हिज होलीनेस लोकनाथ स्वामी महाराज महाराज इज एन
कृष्णा.
इंटरनेशनल मोटिवेशनल स्पीकर लीडरशिप ट्रेनर एंड रिनाउंड यूथ प्रीचर महाराज स्पेशलाइजेस इन स्पिरिटिंग एंड एम्पावरिंग पीपल टू रियलाइज देयर ट्रू सेल्फ एज अ कीनोट स्पीकर थाउजेंड्स ऑफ पीपल हैव डिस्कवर्ड ए न्यू लाइफ फ्रॉम हिज एनर्जेटिक वर्कशॉप्स वर्ल्ड वाइड महाराज इज बेसिकली फ्रॉम मॉरिशियस वेयर महाराज केम इन कॉन्टेक्ट विद इस्कॉन इन 1982 इन 1986 महाराज ज्वाइन द ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम डेडिकेटेड हिज लाइफ टू द मिशन From 1988 to 1992, Maharaj served as a Sankirtan leader in Mauritius. Maharaj has served as temple president in Mauritius and in Nagpur, India for several years. Maharaj traveled to many countries and is very active in preaching in Ayurveda, Nordia, Delhi, Europe, Italy, England, France, Belgium, South Africa, etc. Maharaj has managed interfaith events, bringing together the communities of different religious faiths in order to strengthen their faith and belief in God together. Maharaj has opened ISKCON preaching centers all over the world. Maharaj Sundar Chaitanya Goswami is popular for his outstanding lectures and seminars about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness with the expert hand in bhajan and kirtan. Maharaj has been instrumental in providing the teachings of Vedic scriptures, the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. For the past few years, at present, Maharaj is a lecturer at the Vaishnava Institute of Higher Education in Sri Vrindavan Dham, India. Maharaj has also been an inspirational coordinator to various international level festivals in Mauritius. Maharaj has managed the famous 3 days Ratha Yatra festival in Mauritius, which was attended by thousands of guests. Hare Krishna Mataji, over to you. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Ayan Prabhu Ji, thank you so much for a beautiful introduction of Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Our glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of glories of Gauranga. I would like to hand over call to you, Maharaj. Happy Gauri Purnima. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, I'll just ask you, is it okay? His voice will can speak on the mic. I'm also giving it a class of dual class. This is here also precious and also on the Zoom. Is it, can you all hear me? Is
Yes,
this mic?
Prabhuji, we can. Yes, Maharaj, we can hear.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Good.
Sorry to interrupt, Maharaj. Your voice can't hear.
That's okay, Mataji. Music won't come. That's
Okay.
okay.
Yeah.
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद अवज्ञानातिविरन्धस्य ज्ञानजनसमाज्ञा चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामायां ददाति स्वपदन्तिकम् हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश कविता नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरंगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय पंच गर्भतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यो च पतितान पावनेभ्यो सर्वेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद क्षेत्र शिवास्तरे गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 सो लाइक टू वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर द डिवोटीज हियर इन मॉरिशस एज वेल एज इन फ्रॉम द यूएसए मेनी डिवोटीज आर असेंबल्ड to listen to this class today about the glories of Gauranga. Very good. Gauranga! This is not loud enough. Goranga. This is how. I just came from Mayapur, from Navadvip, nine island of Navadvip, nine islands, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam. And millions of devotees are coming to Navadvip. It's the place of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who's taken his birth. That's like activities. Especially in Mayapur, devotees are also doing parikrama. Every day parikrama, staying one place, next day, next place. So you come, right? In the tent, paying obeisances all night, sleeping, mate, paying obeisances all night in the tent. And the devotees are coming. Thousands of devotees from Europe, from America, from Australia, from India, from Mauritius, sitting on the ground under the tree and to listen to Krishna, Gauranga. They don't mind that their clothes getting dirty. I'm coming from America, from Mauritius, from all over the world, coming to Navadvip to listen to Gauranga Katha. Amazing. Amazing. We're not receiving, we're not getting so much bliss as we're getting in Navadvipa. So everybody, everywhere, devotees are singing and chanting and dancing in Navadvipa. Because this is where the Sankirtan movement originates. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito. Saha Udito. Saha means together, birth. Nityananda and Gauranga has appeared at the same time. So Sahodito, like the sun or the moon, both compared to be like sun and moon. The sun and moon, they don't rise together. But this time they have risen together. Sun and moon together. At the same time, they are rising to the sky. You know, sometimes Nityananda Prabhu is compared to be like the moon, sometimes like the sun. And sometimes Gauranga Mahaprabhu is also compared to like the moon or the sun. Bahu koti chandrajane, like millions of moon has arisen. And we start saying, Mitai Padakamala Koti Chandra Susita. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu has risen, taken his birth when he appeared like thousands of moon has appeared at the same time. And Nityananda Prabhu's feet also is compared to be like the moon. Koti Chandra Sita. Sita means cooling. The moon has cooling effect. So why do we need cooling effect? Because we are burning in this world. We are singing every day. Samsara Dava Nalam. So this Dava Nalam is like a forest fire and sticky bomb. And we are burning in this forest fire. And we require the feet of Nityananda Prabhu to extinguish. Because Nityananda Prabhu's feet, Koti Chandra, like millions of moon, Susita. Sita means cool. When we are burning, we need the effect, cooling effect of Nityananda Prabhu. So, Mahaprabhu is Namo Mahavatanaya Krishna Prema Padayanti. Most merciful incarnation of God is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has delivered most fallen soul, Jagayan Mata. Most sinful activity, sinful people, Jagayan Mata. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would also reviving, delivering the sinful people, or giving life, giving us life. In fact, it is said, without devotional service, we are all dead. Right? Without devotional service, we are all dead. Neharya dharma karmaya, if someone is doing his dharma, but is not doing renunciation, if one is doing renounce, but is not doing bhakti, is considered dead. Dead. So people are dead, they're all dead, because they're not doing devotional service. So Gurudev comes and gave initiation. So initiation means rebirth. Initiation means Gurudev gives us new birth. But no more birth. So why Gurudev has to give us birth? Because we were dead. Without bhakti, we are according to that. Jivanapi Ritahisa. Jivanapi, although born, although living, but he's although we are living, but we are already dead, without bhakti. So Gurudev verses. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was a devotee called Shadanga Thakur. Very nice devotee. Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, Sharanga, you have to start initiating the disciple. You have to give initiation to devotees. And Sharanga Thakur was very humble. He said, no, Mahaprabhu, I will not initiate. I'm not qualified. But Mahaprabhu told him, no, you must give initiation. And then he said, okay, Mahaprabhu, I will give. He said, tomorrow morning, the first person I will see, I will give him initiation. The very first person I will see, I will give him initiation. So next day came, and Sharanga Thakur was taking his bath in the Ganges, Ganga. So suddenly he saw a dead body coming. You know? Dead body in the Ganges. In India, when people die, they throw the body into the Ganga. Ganga Maiki. So the body was coming and touched his feet. You see, he said that before, one day before, he said, any person who comes, I will give. But he did not say alive or dead. But that was a dead body. He has to initiate now. So he chanted mantra into his ears. Zoy. So when he gave mantra into the dead body's ear, the body came back to life. Became alive. Yeah? So this is what initiation. Initiation, diksha means giving life or giving birth. Guru is giving a new birth, but no more birth. This last birth, Gurudev is giving initiation to us. So this acharya, they can give birth to enter dead body, to revive dead bodies. You know? And then this person became his disciple in his puja, in his temple. So this is how Mahaprabhu can entrust the devotees. So why do they give initiation? Mahaprabhu also has given what Mahaprabhu has given to us. Guru Kera Premathan Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Goranga,
four,
Goranga, Gauranga. Gauranga. Now that is
Gauranga.
what is happening in my home right now. Everybody's going out, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Another time, this great Shivash Thakur. Shivash Thakur, it was not working. He was always chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. He did not work. Only chanting Hare Krishna 24 hours. What is the name? Shivas Thakur. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, hey Shivas, you only chanting Hare Krishna. You're not working. How do you maintain your family? You have to work. You have to earn some money. Why are you only chanting Hare Krishna? And Shiva's clapping his hand 3 times. And he clapped. Three. And Mahaprabhu says, Shiva, I'm asking you, you're not chanting, you just chant Hare Krishna, how do you maintain your family? Again, 3 times. And Mahaprabhu says, Shiva, what kind of answer? I'm asking you, you're not working, how do you maintain your family? You're just chanting Hare Krishna. Again, Shiva, 3 times he's clapping his hand. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, what is kind of answer is this? Please tell me, how do you maintain your family? And Shiva said, Mahaprabhu, the Lord is feeding, the Lord is supplying me food. Although I don't work, but I'm not devoid of food. I always have plenty of food. Krishna is fine. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Mahamiham. I protect what you have and carry what you have. That's what he said. Whatever you lack, I bring. Whatever you have, I protect. Krishna said. And Srivastava Thakur had full faith in this, that the Lord will protect him. So he said, my dear Lord, God is giving everything. How many times do we eat in a day? 3 times. Sometimes 4, sometimes 5, but generally 3 times. In 1 day, in 1 year, that becomes 1,000 plates of food, right? 3 times a day, Mathura, right? 365, that comes up at least 1,000. And what's your age? Your age? 23. So you have taken 23,000 plates of food in your life up to now. And who is providing? The Lord. Yes. The Lord is providing for this. We may say I'm working, but Krishna is saying, Yoga Kshema Mahamyam, see, he is bringing that. See? So that Shivas Thakur had full faith in that. God is doing that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with it. Mahaprabhu was pleased. Mahaprabhu was so happy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Srivas, I'll give you benediction. I'm going to give you blessing. And what blessing? That's your house. In your house will be always plenty of food. Plenty of food, always, all the time. Unmixed grain, right? So your house will be always plenty of food, and you will never lack food. Even Lakshmi Devi become poor one day, can that be happening? Can that happen? He said, Lakshmi Devi may become poor. Lakshmi Devi will be taking her begging bowls, will go door to door begging for food. She become poor. But Shivas, you will never be poor. You will always have plenty of food in your house. So this is a blessing that Mahaprabhu gave to Shivas. And Shivas, he did not work. Shivas Thakur, Panchadvaita, Jayashri Krishna, Chaitanya, Subhunityananda, Shadvaita, Sada, Shivas. Last name is Shivas. That's him. Right? He had full faith. He's full faith in God. God is providing. And to the extent that when Mahaprabhu was giving kirtan, was doing kirtan in his house, his son died. Next room, his son died. Nobody told Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was doing kirtan, ecstatic, he was dancing, no one told him. But he could feel something is wrong. He asked the devotee, what happened? And they told him, Shivas Thakur's son died. And next room, the family members, the wife and children, they were crying. And Shivas came and told him, stop it. Don't cry. Don't you see Mahaprabhu is doing kirtan? Next room. And if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stop his kirtan because you're crying, I'm going to jump into the tundra. Shivas said that. Stop it. Let Mahaprabhu do kirtan. Son, we can't get another son. It's not a problem. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, kirtan in the house is so glorious. Our house is becoming purified. So he said, Shiva said, I would also like to die like this. Who will not want to die like this? During kirtan. Everybody wants to die. Living this body while kirtan is going. I also want. You also want to die like this? Huh? You also want to die during kirtan? But not now. Not now, okay? Later. So Shivas Thakur is saying, I would like to also die like this, my son. And if you continue crying, he's telling the family members, if you continue to cry, and Mahaprabhu is going to stop this kirtan, I am going to jump into the Ganga. He said, no, stop it. Let Mahaprabhu do kirtan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got to know from the news that Shivas Thakur's son died. And Mahaprabhu went to that son who is dead now. He touched his body. And the boy came back to life. He came back to. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, my dear boy, why did you leave your parents? Why have you gone? Why have you left your parents? And the boy said, my lord, you know what, because you're God. And then Mahaprabhu said, I will give you mercy, I will give benediction. Benediction. And the boy said, Mahaprabhu, please give me this benediction. Whatever I'm going to take birth, I don't know where, but whatever I'm going to take birth, but let me be engaged in serving you to see it. Even in hell, even in heaven, whatever I'm going to take birth, let me take birth in at this circular district. You see, the Brahma also is praying. Brahmaji is praying. Manasa deho geho joki chumo. Manasa, my mind, my body, my heart, I surrender unto you. I do not want to become like Brahma, say. Because sometimes Brahma becomes averse, negative. Even if I have to take birth as a worm, Achyut Thakur say, even if I have to take birth as a worm, but in a house of a Vaishnava. Why in the house of the Vaishnava, because you will get a chance to hear Kirtan, you get a chance to hear Bhagavad Gita, you will get a chance to eat the remnants, Mahaprasad of the devotees. See? And the devotees washing their hand, right? Huh? Sadhana, you wash your hand, this restaurant this goes to the backside, and then the worm will get to it. So this is the benediction of Mahaprabhu, is actually a warning. So this is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this nectar, this love of God. Kirtan, ecstatic emotion. You see, kirtan is done in many sampradaya. Many other sampradaya, they also do kirtan. But the way they do kirtan is different. In our sampradaya, the way we do the kirtan, it's ecstatic. It's called rasa bhakti. But other sampradaya, they do kirtan with over reverence like this. There's no ecstatic emotion. But in our sampradaya, they could do kirtan with ecstatic emotion, chanting and dancing. Mahaprabhu said, what he said? He said, Nachurao Bhakta Sange Kara Sangita Krishna Namupadesh Kara Sarvajan. Nazogao Bhakta Sange Kara Sankitam Krishna Namupades Tara Sarvachan. This is very beautiful formula in Kali Yuga. Nacho Gao. Chant and yes. Good formula. Nazogao Bhakta Sange Kara Sankitam Nacho Gao. Bhakta Sangha. Chant and dance in the association of Krishna Namapadesh. Distribute the name of Harina. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna Namapadesh, Tara Sarvajan. Deliver the people. Very easy process to deliver the people of this world. Deliver. Sarvacham. Tara means to deliver. How to deliver people? By chanting and that's natural. Amazing. Simple process. So this is why Mahaprabhu is very, very, very merciful. This happened because in Golokdham one time, Radharani went to Nandagaon. Radharani went to Nandagaon and then she came back to Varsham. And father asked Radharani, how did you like it, your visit to Nandagaon? Radharani said, yes, it was nice, but one thing I did not like in Nandagaon. What is it? This kana. Kana, you know, naughty kana. What he did, he is not distributing prasadam to everybody. He's looking with two, not one eye, with two. You know? So he doesn't give, he distributes sweets. And anybody who doesn't have plate, he wouldn't give. If you go without plate, you will not. It's like sometimes when you come to temple, you know, you don't bring your plate. Do you? You bring plate? Anybody? Right? No. Because the temple president is so merciful. Right? He'll give you prasadam plus the plate. But don't take home, of course. A temple is so merciful, you have the plate, you don't need to bring the plate. But Krishna is not like this. Krishna said, you have to bring your plates, and then I can give. And if you don't have plate, he asks them to go home, get your plate. And if you cannot afford to bring a plate, he will not give. So rather than he's saying, I did not like this. He should give prasad to you. And then Vishwabhanu Maharaj complained to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj asked Krishna, why are you doing like this? If you give prasad to your people. And Krishna said, Pritaji, how can I do it? How can it be possible if they don't bring the plate? So Krishna is very stubborn. So then Radharani said, okay, when I come in Kali Yuga, I will distribute prasadam to everybody freely. Even if you don't have plate, you will get. Even if you're qualified or you're not qualified, you will. So this is Radharani. And this is Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu, when he came, he took the mood of Shrimati Radharani. Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but in the mood of Shrimati Radharani. What is the mood of Radharani? To give prasad to without color, without cars, without tree, without anything, is distributed to everybody. So this is Radharani. Radharani is mood. More merciful. Right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but his mood is a mood of Radha. Patra apatra vichar nehisthan nehisthan. Patra means qualification. Patra means also plate. Even if you're qualified or not qualified, Mahaprabhu is given to you. This gift, Harina. One time Krishna was telling to Narada, this is from Narada, Narada Purana. Satyam, Satyam, Punaha Satyam. Satyam, Satyam, Punaha Satyam. Krishna is telling to Narada, Satyam, Satyam. Satyam is what? The truth. Satyam, Satyam, Punaha, again and again, I'm telling you the truth. Narada Muni, I'm telling you the truth again and again. Satyam, Satyam, Punaha, Satyam. Again and again, I'm telling you the truth. Punaha. Punaha means again and again. I'm telling you the truth. And what is the truth? Bina Radha Prasadena Mat Prasado Navidyate. He's saying, Bina Radha Prasadena Mat prasada navidyate. Without the blessing of Radha, no one can get my mercy. This is what Krishna is telling to Narada. Mat prasado navidyate. Navidyate. No way. Bina Radha. Without Radha. And his prasad means mercy. Mat prasado navidyate. And this is the truth. Satyam satyam punaha. Satyam punaha satyam. Again and again, absolutely. So without Mahaprabhu's mercy, we cannot get love of God. This is why Mahaprabhu is coming. He's coming to give his blessing. He's coming. When is he coming? When Mahaprabhu is appearing? Tomorrow, here you go.
Gauranga!
Tomorrow. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive him?
Gauranga! Gauranga!
So, we don't know actually what we are missing in this world. It's an ocean of mercy, ocean of blessing, ocean of bliss. Mahaprabhu is giving unnato ujjwala, unnato ujjwala, rasa, sriyam. This rasa that is like Unnato Ujjwal. Ujjwal, you know, Ujjwala means bright. You know, very bright. Ujjwal, Ujjwal. And this is amazing rasa that Mahaprabhu is giving. Rasa of tea. No one, even Krishna, has never given. Mahaprabhu is giving. The whole God. This love of Godhead was conceived in the past. It was conceived in this box that Mahaprabhu given, broke into the box and stopped disappearing. Events which are talking about Lewis, creature and person, most sinful personality, Jagannath. There was another devotee called Kolabesha. You heard of Kolabesha? So Kola means Kela. Kela means banana. So he was selling banana and leaving up space of banana every day. Very cheap rice. Very cheap. He was poor, but he was selling banana leaf cups and plates at lower price. And 50% of his income he would spend to serve Krishna. Anybody agree that? Even the prime minister is not. 50% of income would be used to spend to serve the Lord. So he was Mahaprabhu's schoolmate's friend. So one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to him. He was selling his cups and plate on the street somewhere. Mahaprabhu came to him and said, "Yes, Sridhar, how much is it? Tell me, what's the price of your plates and cups?" And Sridhar said, "Few paisa, you know, not much." And Mahaprabhu said, "This is too expensive. You know? Expensive, how much is it for you?" Mahanga, huh? "This is too expensive. I cannot buy. Please lower the price." But Sridhar told Mahaprabhu, say, "Mahaprabhu, if you don't want to buy from me, you can go somewhere else. Go outside and you can buy the place and cups." But Mahaprabhu said, "No, I will buy from you." Mahaprabhu used to tease him. No. "I want to buy it from you. This is too expensive. Lower the price. I cannot buy." The price was already low. And Mahaprabhu would be bargaining for 3 hours with him. Bargaining. For 3 hours, he would be bargaining with Kolabesha. "Please reduce your price. This is too much." And Mahaprabhu said, I know very well how much wealth you have collected. I know your treasure. I know how much wealth you have. One day, I am going to reveal to the whole world how much wealth you have at home." So here, Mahaprabhu is not talking of money. What is Mahaprabhu talking of? What kind of wealth? His bhakti, his devotion. And Mahaprabhu is saying, "I'm going to reveal it to the world, to tell the people how much bhakti you have." You see, this is called reciprocation, love between God and his devotee. Like Prabhupada has been glorifying Krishna all over the world, right? Prabhupada has spread the news, spread the glories of Krishna all over the world. But now, Krishna is spreading the glories of Prabhupada all over the world. Adios, Prabhupada, who? Prabhupada has spread the news of Krishna all over the world, but in reciprocation, now Krishna is glorifying the glories of Prabhupada all over the world. How great is Prabhupada? So this is called loving exchange. This is what Mahaprabhu is saying to Kolabesha. "One day I'm going to reveal your treasure, the well to the whole world. I'm going to tell people all over the world how much bhakti you have, how much wealth you have. You're rich. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kolaveta Sridhar, you don't have a house, because Sridhar was living in a chopri, you know, chopri hut. You don't have a house, you don't have food, you don't have clothes, you know, Sridhar, he had only one dhoti. How many dhoti you have? Few. He had only one dhoti with 11 patches in it. 11 horns. One dhoti with 11 horns in it. He said, Sridhar, why are you wasting your time? See, Mahaprabhu sometimes do testing for this. Why are you wasting your time? Many people are worshipping Durga and Shiva, they are rich. But you are worshipping Krishna, you are still poor. So why do you waste your time worshipping Krishna? Is it true? Yes. Asudama is true. This question came in Bhagavatam. Devotees of Krishna is rich, that is devotees of poor. Shiva is poor, that is devotees of rich. Yeah? Many, many people like Ravana, Nakashipu, they worship the demigods, but they are rich. But Sudama is not rich. Why is that? You know why? Kunti Mata said. Because when you're poverty stricken, then you can remember Krishna. If you're rich, you forget Krishna. We have too much money, too much enjoyment. Huh? Kunti Devi said, when I suffer, when I have many problems, said, Tava darshan, when I have a darshan, when I'm suffering, I will have a darshan. Punaha bhava darshanam. When I have a darshan, then I will not have darshan of this world again, of this womb again. I will not come back to this world. So that's why sometimes, many times, Krishna will keep his devotees in poverty stricken. It is said that when Krishna feels compassion towards his devotee, he takes away everything from him. Hari, Hari means around, taking away what we become poor, we become Kaliva. One become Kaliva. But of course, Krishna take your wealth, but he give you something better. Give you something higher. So Mahaprabhu is telling Kolavecha, why are you wasting your time worshipping Krishna? Other people are worshipping Durga and Shiva, they are rich. So why are you wasting your time? And Kolavecha should have told Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, although I am poor, but those people who are rich doesn't mean they're enjoying it more than me. That's not true. You know, if you're rich, you have to eat two chapati only. If you're poor, you have to eat two chapati. If you're rich, also you eat only two chapati. You can only eat 20 chapati, right? He said, I have my house, it's my jopri, but this is my house. And this is my dhoti, I'm not naked. 11 patches, I'm happy. All these devotees, all from all over the world, for Gaur Prema, for Gaur Prema festival, they went to Navadvip to get happiness. From many countries all over the world. So, Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Kolavecha. He was so pleased with him. He said, Mahaprabhu went into his house. There was a bucket of water for washing the feet of the Vaishnavas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that bucket of water, drank the whole water. He said, today I am drinking nectar. Today I am drinking amrit. So this is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has come, Krishna has come to taste his own love. There are three reasons why Mahaprabhu came. The external reason is here to distribute holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. But the internal reason, three reasons are always Srimati Radha. You know? And what does he relish from me? What does Radharani get? What does he relish? And how does it taste? So Krishna has come to taste his own love. You know, he's acting as a devotee. Bhakta avatara. Panchatatmakam Krishna, Bhakta Rupa, Sarupakam, Bhakta Avataram, Bhakta Akam Namami, Bhakta Shaktikam. He has come and an incarnation as a devotee who takes his own love. This is why, you know, in Dwarka, Rukmini was very morose. She was morose, she was not happy. And Krishna asked Rukmini, what happened? What happened to you? Why are you so morose? And Rukmini said, my dear Lord, you are God, you know everything. That's true. God knows everything. He said, but one thing remained that you would never know. Do you agree with that? Is it one thing that you will never? And Krishna is saying, what is this? He asked me, what is that I will never know? He said, Rukmini said, this is Arjun, right? He said, the love of your devotee for you, you cannot know, you cannot understand, because you are not a devotee, you are God. This love to God, only devotee can understand that. So in love for the devotees, love for you, you can never understand. Because you're God. You're not a devotee, you are God. You can never understand this. Only devotees can understand. And Krishna said, okay. Is that the case? Wow, interesting. And this is why he became a devotee. He became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste his own love. Right? To taste his own love of Godhead. And Mahaprabhu was always there to save you wherever he would go, chanting and singing. So this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come into this world to give. This love that nobody has given before. Many, many pastimes of the Lord, his glories are actually unlimited, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu appeared only in this Divya Yuga. He doesn't come in every Divya Yuga. Four yugas together, you come in, TV yuga. This is a 28 rotation. Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapara, and Kaliyug. When it rotates 71 times, but this is what is going on, running one is 28 times. And he comes only in this age. Next TV yuga, he will not come. Next rotation of the yuga, he will not come. So this 500 years ago he came. So you're fortunate he appeared 500 years after Mahaprabhu's appearance. Right? In other yugas it took a different form. So very, very fortunate. Hare Krishna. I will ask this right now. Okay, so dear devotees from the US, thank you so much. Actually, I'm also This class also is taking place at Mauritius. Many devotees are here. And here is a time also for the RTs going on. I would like to stop here. And, I wish you all a happy Guru Purnima festival tomorrow. And blissful one. We can all enjoy together, celebrating the appearance of Sikora and Mahamudra.
Go Ranga.
I'll accept the question next time, not this time.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much, Maharaj. Beautiful class. Maharaj, do you have time for the questions, Maharaj?
No, I'm just taken up here for the RT.
Oh.
I will surely answer your question next class.
Maharaj, how many times you told? 21 times or 71 times? After how many times he comes, you told that number I didn't get. 21 times or 71 times?
No, this 71 time is a rotation. Rotation of
71
time and
okay.
Fly by
okay.
Four universe. But this is a 28 rotation. This is going on. 71 time is a rotation for one manu, lifetime every manu. Now this manu is rotation is 28 rotation.
Okay.
We'll speak about it more. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maharaj, for an enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we look forward to your association again and again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Maharaj. Vancha kalpa taru
bhaksha
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय
जय
जय इस होली
महाराज की जय
चैतन्य चैतन्य महाराज
की जय
जय हो गंगा
गौरंगा
गौरंगा
गौरंगा गौरंगा
गौरंगा
नित्यानंदा
राधे
राधे
होली टू एवरीवन गौरव
की जय हो थैंक यू एवरीबॉडी
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Bol.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare Bol.
Hare Bol. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Blessing
the Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vinita.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Happy Gaur Purnima.
Happy Gaur Purnima to everyone. Hare Bol.
Happy Gaur Purnima to everybody.
Navadvip Mahapadham ki Jai.
Jai, Jai, Jai.